Minnesota in San Francisco for the first time since 2014. First career start against the Giants by Ervin Santana. Top of the third inning, it's first and second with one out. Ryan Dozier faces Matt Moore.
2-0 pitch, ground ball up the middle and through base hit center field. Buxton heads home, he scores, RBI single, Dozier, 1-0 Twins.
And we'll see what Santana can get done here. The pressure's off, he doesn't have to lay down a bunt. He'll just take his three swings and see what happens. To right center field, Pence chasing it, and Span won't get there.
There you go, there's a double.
Santana drops a double, scoring three runs. A three-run double for Ervin Santana.
How about that? Smiles on Ervin Santana. Santana making his sixth road start.
Got him.
Could hear the glove.
How about that? Dribbled up the right side. Santana picks it up. He's done everything else tonight.
Looking for his eighth win of the year.
A masterful four-hit shutout by Ervin Santana.
Minnesota takes the first game of the series in San Francisco, 4-0 over the Giants. Here's Minnesota manager Paul Molitor.
It had a lot of that Baltimore game look to it where, you know, he was locked in early, established his fastball. You know, I don't think he hung a slider all night. Either he painted it or he got him to swing down and away. Changeup was working. You know, other than the leadoff triple, there really wasn't a lot of threats, and he did a nice job of dodging that bullet, too. So, you know, he got a big hit for us, which is always a little bit surprising. These guys don't get a chance to swing the bats very much, but he was dominant, and, you know, manager likes those games where you don't have a lot of decisions to make.
As the game's going on and he's still continuously throwing first pitch strikes, what were your thoughts as that just continued batter after batter?
Well, I wasn't trying to hex the situation, but you know, he was averaging less than 10 pitches per inning through the game for the most part. You know, it was just setting up really well if he could continue to have a chance to throw a complete game. Yeah, there was just a lot of quick outs, pitching from ahead most of the night. I don't think he threw more than 30 balls the whole game, which is pretty impressive.
And then when he comes out to bat with the bases loaded, what were your honest expectations about what might come out there on that at-bat?
Well, you know, you're hoping for the best. I don't think Ervin really gets nervous in those situations. If something good happens, something good happens. You know, the outfielders were obviously playing a little bit in to prevent the bloop, and, you know, he just found a spot out there. He split Span and Pence and got the ball to fall. It was a huge hit.
Ervin Santana was brilliant Friday night, improving to 8-3 in the season, throwing just 91 pitches. It's his third shutout of the year. Here's Santana recapping his latest masterpiece.
Get the ball down, a lot of strikes, and just trying to take that, get the hit off balance.
Speaking of those strikes, it seemed like just about every first pitch was thrown for a strike. How big was that in your approach tonight?
It means a lot, you know, it means a lot, especially when you get the first leadoff batter out, that means a lot too.
This is another example of such an impressive comeback after a tough loss. You've only given up one run when you are coming back after a tough outing. What allows you to have such dominance following a tough stretch?
I don't know, probably a lot of concentration and just to keep the ball down, like I say.
And you did just about everything in this game tonight, also responsible for three out of those four runs. What were you thinking when you got up to bat with the bases loaded?
I just thinking of fastball all the way. If I throw my fastball, I'm going to swing the hardest I can and put the ball in play.
Well, it worked like a charm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Robbie Grossman led the Minnesota offense, going 3-for-4 and scoring a run. Here's Grossman recapping the Friday night shutout.
Well, it's been Herb all year. He's been great for us. He's one of the reasons why we're where we're at.
He comes up to bat with the bases loaded and gets you guys a huge hit. You've been swinging a hot bat. Did you give him pointers before this one tonight?
No, actually, funny. I almost missed home plate because I was watching it and see if it fell in, and that was awesome. Pitch a game like that and get a couple RBIs, like, that's hard to do.
Well, and your night at the plate was impressive as well. What's been clicking so well for you lately that's allowed you to be so dominant?
No, I just try to stay consistent and be the same guy every day and keep trying to get better every day, and it's working for me.
You guys are about to wrap up this road trip and head back home, where you guys have had some struggles in front of the home crowd. So how big is it to start this finale off with the win?
Oh, yeah. It's all we're trying to do is win series and keep adding these wins to the win column.
Jose Berríos looks to follow Santana's performance on Saturday. He throws for the Twins against Jeff Samardzija of San Francisco.